December 12th, 7 o'clock.
This will be the first I ever heard of Granger to have three mayors in one night. I turn this meeting over to Dick. Further discussion on the Granger West development.
What are we doing? They're running the meeting. The subject is the public resolution concerning the clarification of the status of the Granby West Industrial Park. And to give you a little background, Faye and Scotty and I went through all the information that we had, which was quite substantial, in the record, and we found this clearly adequate information to meet the standards of the sketch plan. There were some written graphic deficiencies which are outlined in Exhibit A to meet the requirements of preliminary code, which identified to you in the Exhibit A of the resolution.
You want to add anything? Well, just sort of by way of background, there was some confusion. I would just characterize. There are really two things that prompted what's before the board tonight. One was that there was some confusion between the applicant and the opponent to this application as far as what stage in the process it was in. And the other thing that happened was there was a threat of litigation by the opponents and then later one by the applicants against the town. And as a result of that, the town board had an executive session with myself. Out of that, I went back and looked at the EEO process, and staff looked at the materials that have been submitted so far to see what stage of the process they satisfied. As a result of that meeting and my discussion with the town board, I put together a resolution number 2000-9-12B, which I think is before the board, and my recommendation is that the board adopt resolution 2000-9-12B. What that resolution does in essence is it recognizes that there is a pending application. It clarifies that the pending application is sufficient to satisfy sketch plan and that it is now at the preliminary plan stage. As you may recall, there are three stages for an EEO application: your sketch plan, your preliminary plan, and your final plan. And at both the preliminary plan stage and the final plan stage, it goes to both the planning commission and the board of trustees. So, to clarify what stage it's in, staff went through and looked at the documents and concluded, as I have, that it is in the preliminary plan stage, that there are some items that need to be added to the application so that it is complete. And those items are listed on Exhibit A to the resolution. And the resolution, in essence, says that once those items are received, then the town staff will need the application to be complete. And it will be at the preliminary plan stage, and then go to the planning commission, and that at the request of the applicants, the next step that is that it would actually go to the planning commission would be after November 15th, and that the matter would then move forward to the planning commission, the board of trustees for the preliminary plan stage, and then later at the final plan stage. So that's what the resolution does.
Any questions by the board?
Well, so far you haven't seen some of the matter and the problems unless it's going to change the circumstances of it. It's a lot of continuous. So, can't really vote on it tonight. I'll put it in your statement.
I think there's what I think we've found is
correct me if I'm wrong, Scotty, but the preliminary plan is what we thought the final was. The preliminary plan is actually the rezoning portion of the process. So if that were approved, it would be more, the final plan is administrative, making sure everything is in place. So once you approve a preliminary plan, you can't go back at the final and say, no, I changed my mind. This isn't good enough.
As long as the final plan supports the preliminary plan, that's good for it. That's why preliminary plans are approved. I think you probably can, if somebody wants to be away, because I know that there's some people here tonight that want to address the board, and you can probably take those comments with them. The understanding that we'll be board action since there's not a quorum.
We do have a meeting, or there will be a discussion about a meeting to interview replacements for Woody. So we could continue this subject to whatever that is, this resolution to that day.
Could you just do the fourth Tuesday of the month, which would be the 26th? So, you all heard the statements. Does anyone in the audience wish to address the board at this time, understanding that there will be no action taken this evening? Mr. Daly?
We'd like to copy the resolution, the proposed resolution. We haven't seen it.
I just brought it up tonight.
And can I have just a second here?
That's the resolution, sir.
All right. There's an exhibit attached to it, so it's correct on the fourth Tuesday.
Yes, sir.
We've got a difficulty with the fourth Tuesday. Is there a way that we can kick it over for 2 weeks beyond that? I don't know. Do you both meet twice a month or once a month?
Normally we meet once a month unless we see the necessity of meeting twice a month, and I don't see any reason we couldn't continue to the next regular board meeting if that's the board's desire and we want to get to that.
I've got a difficulty with fourth Tuesday, and that's obviously going to be a very important meeting for us. So I appreciate the board's consideration.
Anything else? Mr. Demeyer?
Could I also get a copy of that resolution?
So you know when the next regular meeting will be?
Second Tuesday of October.
Okay.
Absolutely. So from the date.
Okay. Thank you.
Hopefully you'll be sent to the press on October 10th.
Thank you.
I would entertain a motion to continue this matter to the next regular board meeting.
So moved.
So moved in second, and all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? So moved.
Good news.
Good news.